79 degrees in Kalamazoo. It is 4:07 as we continue ahead with the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Glad you're along for the ride today. And this portion of the program brought to you by Weatherstone Village. Check out their local award-winning 55 and over community at their open house every Saturday from 10 until 2. Well, we look forward at some point this hour to giving away a couple of tickets to go see a movie. Sometime this hour, tickets to 22 Jump Street. And it is at Celebration Cinema. Well, it's not right now, but it will be as of Friday because that's when it opens. See, what brand new movie we're going to give you some tickets to. So we're going to do that a little bit later on in the program. And because Michael knows about it and is listening right now, he's probably already formulated a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So, sorry.
I definitely have.
Sorry. You're going to have to answer one of those when we get to that point. So, that's coming up. Now, we've talked about a lot of things. And one thing I wanted to dig into a little bit, because, you know, you keep hearing about, well, Hillary Clinton's writing a book. And Hillary Clinton's on a book tour, and she's not decided whether she wants to run for president or not. And I thought it interesting. I thought it very interesting that, you know, we've got someone that's running for the office who came out and made some statements. And she made some statements in an ABC News interview with Diane Sawyer. And in that, she talked about how when they got out of the White House, the Clintons, when they got out of the White House, well, they were struggling to purchase houses. Yes, I said houses.
Yeah, that's plural.
More than one. And, you know, we were just dead broke when we got out of the White House. And we struggled to buy a house here and a house there. And we struggled because, you know, because we had to pay for Chelsea's education. And we struggled, and it was... I know. You're laughing already, and I could hear that. I know. Because she's saying all of this, and you've got to think, all right, here's somebody that earns, what, $200,000 a pop anytime she opens her mouth in front of a group of people. She makes money on this stuff. Add to it, her husband, former President Bill Clinton, makes $500,000 when he goes around for a little speech in front of a group of people. Basically say, you know what, that's great. I just love being here. Yeah, where's my check? Right there. Okay, great. Yeah, I love being here. Makes $500,000 anytime he opens his mouth. And you're telling me, oh, well, we're just flat broke. We couldn't afford what we were doing, and it was just so horrible. I have in front of me, and I wish you could see these pictures. I have in front of me pictures of their two houses that they bought. Now, I find this interesting for several reasons. Okay, now, first of all, these houses that they struggled and they, oh, we were just having problems. We couldn't come up with, oh, it was just difficult to come up with the money for it. Chappaqua, New York, where they bought a house so that Hillary could run for Senate. $1.7 million. And it gets better. I mean, that's the amazing thing. You think, all right, $1.7 million. All right, well, Bill was making $200,000 a year. And he had a $50,000 expense account. So basically, he had no bills and no housing of any kind to pay for when he was in the White House. Had the same situation, roughly, when he was governor of Arkansas beforehand. He really didn't have anything that he had to pay for years. And they couldn't come up with the money. Now there you go. We've got the $1.7 million mansion. And it is that. It's a mansion. I mean, it's got rooms everywhere and all the... It's just the kind of place that you and I wouldn't even sniff, let alone go try to live in. But it gets better. Then they purchased a $2.85 million mansion on Embassy Row in Washington, D.C. A home, again, that you and I would not even sniff, let alone go live in. This is a home that has 5 bedrooms and 6 bathrooms in it. For 2 people to live in part of the time. Now, granted, you know, I mean, Hillary had to have some place to live when she was senator from New York.
You're telling me that Bill Clinton couldn't live there with her?
Well, Bill needed his own place. Yeah, I got that office. I got that office there in New York. We got to take care of that, you know. So you could picture it. They were in separate houses, which I'm not going to make a big deal out of that. I mean, we all know what happened in the White House. I don't want to dig into that. But here's the thing. You come out and say, we were flat broke. Oh, we couldn't. I don't know how we could manage to. I don't know how we could afford houses. Well, if you're spending somewhere in the neighborhood of $4 million on 2 houses, don't talk to me about being flat broke.
Yeah, they were really struggling, and I put that in quotation marks.
Now, let's not forget, too, that President Clinton, when he left office, signed a book deal and put out the thickest memoirs that no one read. Now, he did sell quite a few copies of it. You go to any used bookstore, and I will admit, I love used bookstores because I'm cheap. That's how I buy books. But you go to any used bookstore, you're going to find about 4 copies of this thing. You remember the book, My Life by Bill Clinton. It actually should have been My Lies because there was more than one. But we've got all of this, and then Hillary comes out later and clarifies, well, you know, I could understand why people would think that doesn't make any sense, you know, dead broke upon leaving the White House. And you go out on the speaking circuit, you make a ton of money doing that. You sell books. Both of them wrote books. Both of them. Books. You're telling me you can't afford these houses. You can't afford, oh, we're just flat broke. Oh, woe is us. I don't feel for the Clintons at all. And I think making this kind of statement in front of an electorate and telling them, oh, we understand the plight of Americans because when we got out of the White House, we just couldn't afford to buy houses. Now, I know there are some people listening that can afford a couple of houses. You've got your regular house, you've got a vacation home or whatever. That's cool. That's great. Have fun with that. And I encourage you to do that. It stimulates the economy. Mm-hmm. And I am glad that the Clintons went out and bought 2 houses. It stimulates the economy. That's fantastic. But don't tell me you can identify with me because you're flat broken in debt. And go out and buy 2 houses and pay $4 million. It doesn't make sense.
Should have looked into something a little cheaper, I think.
Yeah, here's the thing. Hillary wanted to establish residency in New York. Get an apartment.
Yeah.
How hard is that? Get an apartment. Go seek out a small town there where the apartments are relatively cheap. There you go. You got it.
A cheap apartment in New York is not really going to be that cheap, but that's a different story.
But you know, go to a different part. I mean, you're not talking New York City or anything. Yeah. You go to a, you know, western or northern New York where the weather's so bad, you know. there's bound to be a place that you could get for relatively cheap, one would think. But no, but they can identify with us. So this is what we're getting from the person who, if she decides to run, is the front runner for the Democratic Party. It's amazing. This is the party of the rest of us. This is the party that understands the plight of the poor. Yeah. Uh-huh. I'd love to get your thoughts here. 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 803-73 if you would like to text us. If you would like to text us and be a part of the program that way, we'd love to have you on board for that. Let's head over to the phones right now where we will hear from Gary. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program.
Hello, you're slightly missing the point. She was flat broke. They just had great credit. They bought everything because the bank knew that Bill could give speeches. He couldn't give a speech. He couldn't earn money while he was president. Neither could Hillary because she started running for the Senate in 99 or 2000.
Sure.
So they were flat broke, but they got less than prime mortgages before it was cool. They didn't start giving those out until around 04, but they got them early.
No, without a doubt, they had some friends in the banking industry, I'm sure. But, you know, there's the other part of it, though. They had absolutely no expenses as far as home or anything like that.
Well,
they had an expense account.
They don't know how to manage your money, which means Hillary is not qualified to be a congressman. She could be president, but the Congress is where spending bills start. She could be a senator and she can be a president, but the spending bills all start in the U.S. House. So that's one body. We have to keep that one Republican. The other two can go Democrat then.
Well, I don't know that I necessarily agree with that, but but I hear what you're saying there. I guess, you know, the thing that amazes me, she made these comments, and you know, these were problems they were having, I guess, at that point. But it was this whole idea of, I identify with America.
Well, what was the follow-up? The follow-up was, Bill grew up poor, and he knew how to work, so we knew we were going to make money once he was allowed to get away from the White House and start making money.
Mm-hmm.
So he grew up poor, you know. He was raised by his grandparents while his mother was in nursing school. Mm-hmm. His father, his biological father, was killed in a car accident.
Well, you know, their history aside, and we know that if Hillary runs for the White House, we're going to hear all about everything we lived through again. We're going to hear all about that. But, I have no sympathy, though, if you're going to come along and complain, all right, you know, we were broke. We couldn't afford the houses, the multi-million-dollar houses we were buying, couldn't afford education for their daughter, which looks like she came through just fine. I have no sympathy.
Like I said, the no sympathy is she needs to get a financial advisor because she spends too much. She was flat broke because she spent too much.
Yeah.
Not because she didn't make enough.
Well, you know.
And, you know, there's a lot of winners that end up flat broke. So that maybe she can identify with all the lotto winners. They spend too much and end up flat broke, and they never fix their teeth. They spend money on everything else, and they got bad teeth when they go on camera and grin with a big check, and they got bad teeth when they show up on Oprah dead broke 2 years later.
All right. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate your call today. Appreciate that. All right. You know, maybe there would be some identification there, the Clintons and some of these athletes that after they get out, you know, in 10 years, they're going through bankruptcy and that kind of thing. There you go.
Because they don't know how to spend the money.
Yeah. And, you know, you're telling me, all right, you know, we can afford these multi-million dollar houses. Okay, the one in New York was $1.7 million. I'm sorry, that was not multi-million. But, all right, the one in Washington, $2.85, yeah, that's multi-million.
Mm-hmm.
And what Gary was referring to, they came along later and thought, well, you know, Bill had this, I mean, his upbringing was so poor, and it was just so, you know, and he's a lawyer. All right, he made something of himself. Great. I'm really glad for that. But he also served in situations where, like, you know, for instance, he was governor of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
They provide a home for their governor there. So he didn't have to worry about a home for the time that he was governor. And we know about the White House. You know, when he was there and he was president, guess what? He didn't have to keep an apartment. He might have, but he didn't have to. And you know why I'm suggesting it, but I'm not going to go there. But this whole idea of, oh, we know what it is. We know. And it's such a great struggle in America today. I mean, you know, just imagine we could just barely afford mortgages on our houses. Because, you know, the average American owns, you know, 3-4 houses. And, you know, I mean, we're all in the lap of luxury here, you know, so. She's identifying with us.
Don't I wish it was like that?
Don't we all wish, really? to have her come out and on, she goes on with Diane Sawyer and has this conversation, and you can imagine Diane Sawyer sitting here going, oh man, really? You know, and then they have to, we'll clarify. And here's the difference, though. How many people, we've had, the thoughts and discussions about Bill Clinton before. How many people feel like, Bill Clinton's a pretty decent guy? I mean, he looks like the kind of guy you'd want to, kick back and have a beer with. All right. Most people, I would even grudgingly admit, yeah, that might be fun. Can you imagine? He's the kind of guy you can imagine kicking back and talking sports with or something like that. He's likable and he could get away with things like that. I'm not so sure Hillary can, because eventually people are going to go, wait a minute. She doesn't seem like your average person. She doesn't seem like that neighbor down the street that you enjoy talking about the Tigers with. She doesn't seem like that neighbor down the street that can have a discussion on just how crappy the Lions are this year. She doesn't seem like that kind of person. So when she comes off with a statement like this, you end up going, wait a minute, who is this? Who is this person? And I don't know that I'll ever see $1 million in my life, let alone spend that much on a house. And the fact, we're dead broke, but, my husband can go make $500,000 anytime he wants just by speaking in front of people. And you knew there was demand to hear from a former president. There always is.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's a former president that's full of crap, people want to hear him. So they're going to make money that way. Now, granted, they can't go get a job at a bank. They can't go get a job doing anything else. That's the last job you'll ever have. But guess what? You'll be able to make money speaking various places. Now, I don't begrudge you that, but don't go telling me you can identify with the plight of regular Americans because you were flat broke when you came out of the White House and you could only afford $4 million in houses. Come on! 382-4280, if you want to be a part of the program, 877-382-4280, 803-73 is our texting number. Text us your insights there. The Jeremy Lawrence Show continues on 590 WKZO. It is 81 degrees in Kalamazoo, 428, the Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. This portion brought to you by Bronson. Bronson Positivity is the positive momentum driven by a constant pursuit of excellence. Learn more at bronsonhealth.com/quality. We've been talking about Hillary Clinton's comments, and if you're just joining us, what she had made a comment, this was last night on ABC News, she said, and I quote, "We came out of the White House not only dead broke, but in debt. We had no money when we got there, and we struggled to, piece together the resource for mortgages, for houses, for Chelsea's education. It was not easy." Honestly, Bill Clinton made $200,000 roughly a year. He had absolutely no expenses. Okay, granted, he had the legal defense that he had to go through because guess what? Well, you know what he did, so mm-hmm. We're not going to go there. But and that might have been some of it, is the whole idea of legal defense, because they had to defend themselves against all the shady stuff that they'd done over the years or might have done one way or another. But they got out of the White House. Bill Clinton fairly routinely makes $500,000 every time he opens up his mouth to give a speech. And Hillary now, $200,000 just so people can hear what she's got to say. Now, granted, she was in the Senate the whole bit, and she was just, it's horrible. She wasn't making enough money. She really wasn't. It was so difficult to pay for the $4 million of houses that they bought. And it was so horrible they couldn't send Chelsea to school. Wait, they did send her to school.
Mm-hmm,
she did get an education. In fact, relatively good one, if I can recall correctly. I think they did fine. And, you know, you hear all these complaints and comments. Well, we had all these problems. You had a very different life than most people in America. Acknowledge that and we'll be fine with it. Come out and say, we can identify with you. We can understand what you're saying. No. Come on. We all know better than that. Now, as the program continues, going to dig into some of the road funding. You know, they've been talking about that in the States. The Senate's still working on it. They're going to be working on it for quite some time. We'll chat a little bit about it, take your phone calls about it. Find out what you think they ought to do to fund road repairs in this state. We'll continue ahead. Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. -79 degrees in Kalamazoo, 439. Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Glad that you're along for the ride today. Wanted to dig in a little bit to the roads debate, and you know, this is something that either we're going to continue a discussion in another week or so of how they didn't get it done, or we're going to end up discussing how they got it done and, wow, that really doesn't work. Because that seems to be the direction that we're going to be taking this, and we'll dig into it a little bit further. As we get along, before we get to all of that, though, I have, burning a hole in my pocket at this very moment, two tickets to a first-run movie that I just want. I want to get out of here. I want them out of here, and I want them in your hands. And I think now's a great time to take care of it. So what we've got for you is two tickets to 22 Jump Street. This is the sequel to 21 Jump Street that was out a few years ago. Should be a particularly good movie. It premieres Friday. We've got two tickets for you to be able to go see it at Celebration Cinema in Portage. Great place to go see a movie, I tell you what. It's fantastic. So here's what we got for you, all right? Two tickets to see it. You got to do you got to do two things in order to be able to win these tickets. One, you got to call us, and you can pick up the phone and do so by calling 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. Now, I admire your restraint because you know that there's a second thing you're going to have to do. Because Michael's in control of the phones and I can't wrest the phone away from him, no matter how hard I've tried, and believe me, I've tried, because he's in control over there. Unfortunately, you're going to have to answer a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. So without further ado, here's the dumb question with Michael.
Okay, and I think all the listeners were thinking I was going to ask this one yesterday, so I'll ask it today.
Okay.
What famous movie actor starred in the TV series 21 Jump Street?
Okay, famous movie actor. I have to think long and hard about that, because certainly... he is a lone ranger among so many actors.
Mm-hmm.
And dare I say, he's a pirate. So, you know, there you go. It's the best I could do for you. I'm trying real hard here to give you some good hints. Hopefully you could call in with your answer for that. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. You get a chance to win some tickets. As we continue ahead, going to be talking road funding, going to be talking about the way this is going about. How I think it really ought to be going out when we continue on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. Jeremy Lawrence Show at 590 WKZO. It is 444, 78 degrees, and one of those fantastic days, regardless of what the weather is like, because it's a fantastic day, being that it is not Monday, and I think we can handle that. Well, I think it might be interesting to have a little discussion about the road conditions. Now, we've talked about it before here on the program. And actually, before we get into this, because I wanted to dig in a little further on this, Michael is letting me know that we've actually got a winner.
Yes.
That we need to discuss. You're very slow in getting a winner. I don't know if you're just kind of the Gatorade's wearing off or what, but...
No, we got a winner on the first caller, but your head was down, so I tried to give you the thumbs up, but you didn't see.
Okay, all right. She's just been kind of slowly moving around, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So getting to that point where things are closing out. But nevertheless, a winner won tickets to go see 22 Jump Street. And I'd like to find out who it is that's going to be going to see this first-run movie come this weekend. So who was it that is the lucky guy or gal?
Deborah from Comstock.
Deborah, there you go. All right, and she came up with the answer to the question. And if somebody's just joining us, maybe they didn't hear the question. This is an example of how ridiculously easy some of these dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia questions are. So here's the question and answer.
The question was, what famous movie actor starred in the TV series 21 Jump Street?
Mm-hmm.
And the answer is Johnny Depp.
Of course. Now, it couldn't have been that somebody got those because of the ridiculous hints that I dropped.
Well, they could have.
It's possible.
And we always appreciate the hints, too.
Of course, because, you know, I want you to win the tickets.
Yes. So,
you know, maybe that's the way that I get to fight this a little bit, is drop big hints.
It helps the listeners out, and that's always good.
You know, that maybe next time I can... Johnny Depp! Excuse me. Well, anyway, so you get those tickets, so congratulations to you. You get to enjoy that movie. First-run stuff on Friday, I tell you. Going to be a good one. All right, dig in a little bit on road funding. We talked about, I mean, we know the roads are bad. I had the opportunity to drive some of those roads over the weekend, and I drove up to the Saginaw Bay City Midland area. So had an opportunity to drive on a lot of roads. And yes, I will say this. There were some good and some not so good. And yeah, we need to look at some things, make things a little bit better. I think we can all agree on that. The one thing that they're having trouble coming to an agreement on is some sort of a solution for road funding that gets us to a point where we're all happy. And based on that, I think you're seeing, you know, the Senate do something that is going to make nobody happy. They're talking about a solution that would do one of two things. It would either end up putting some, you know, we've talked about the whole idea of, you know, raise taxes and, you know, raising taxes on fuel and making it so that fuel is more expensive. Now, I saw an article the other day that said gas in Michigan was averaging about 25 cents more on the gallon than most other places. So, you know, already we're paying a lot for fuel here and we're paying a lot of taxes. That's one of the things that they said, all right, we might just decide on this. And the other part of it that they're talking about is the or part. Or we'll put before you the opportunity to approve an additional penny to the 6 cent sales tax. And if that passes, well, the wholesale tax increase, with the exception of a standard inflationary increase, would go away. If it fails, the wholesale rate stays just as it is. That's what they're putting together at this point. Now, I'd like to hear from you on this because there have been plenty of talk about this, and they want to be able to find a way to raise money for roads. But I want to get what you think about this because the whole idea is, well, we want to raise taxes. What do you think about it? 382-4280, 877-382-4280, 803-73. If you would like to text us with your comments that way, we certainly would welcome hearing from you that way because, you know what, if you just don't have time to get on the phone with us, it's a great way, fantastic way to share with us your insights. Now, that's what they're talking about. It's a wholesale tax increase, which would increase it. We've talked about it here. We talked about, you know, they want to raise $1.5 billion to work on roads. Or they want you to increase your own taxes on the ballot. And they got to come up with a lot of votes to make that one happen, too. I'm interested in your thoughts on this. Let's go to the phones right now and have a chat with Jeff. Hi, Jeff. Welcome.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Doing well.
Yeah. I was just, you know, some of the proposals that I've seen as far as raising the gas tax, you know, and I'm going out on my Marxist limb here again and saying that, you know, that stuff really does hurt the lower income people.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, in all honesty, I mean, I make a pretty good wage. You know, my daughters work a lot of minimum wage jobs or slightly above minimum wage. It really hurts our young people, and it hurts the people that are on fixed incomes as far as retirees and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that the legislature needs to look at, if they're looking at road funding, maybe they ought to raise I hate to raise taxes, you know, mm-hmm. we already pay enough, but, you know, raise the state income tax or something like that, and I think that you could probably raise it just a very small portion, and people that, you know, are in business that use a lot of gas can write that off on those taxes on their federal, and I can't do it on the state, obviously. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But, you know, it's just the use tax is really, really hammer on the people that really can't afford it.
Okay. So it sounds like you probably wouldn't be for the sales tax idea as well.
No, I think that's a bad idea. Again, it you know, I mean, if you get a kid that's making $7.65 or whatever our minimum wage is, you know, they can't afford to pay 25 cents a gallon for, you know, for extra for fuel or mm-hmm. 30, 40 or whatever else. I mean, these type of use taxes are really expensive for the people that don't make a whole lot of money. And, you know, they benefit from the roads same as all of us do, but it's, I mean, it really taxes them.
Ba-dum-bunch.
Yeah.
You comedian, you. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that. You know, I guess it would surprise you, Jeff, to know that I at least partially agree with you. And the part that I agree with you is I think, you know, a lot of these ideas of use tax and that kind of thing, that ends up hitting people at the lower end of the income level. I agree with you on that, definitely.
All right, well, hey.
That said, I can't necessarily agree with you on the whole idea of, you know, let's raise an income tax. I don't think that necessarily is a great idea. But I think one thing that I would like to see is, you know, a lot of legislators looking for ways to say, all right, how can we cut out some of the excess? How can we cut out different things? You know, we've talked about this. They've got a budget there as sort of a subsidy for film companies that want to film movies here in Michigan. I get that brings some movies here and a little bit of commerce and that kind of thing. But why couldn't we use some of that on roads instead? You know, that might be at least one way to look at it before we start looking at taxes.
Well, I'll agree with you there. I mean, there's always fat in every budget, you know, and I hate to say it, but politicians are—they're as greedy as anybody in the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point, you know, you need to be responsible in your own house. You know, just like the poor old Clintons there. You know, I feel bad for them.
Yeah, isn't that horrible?
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. I appreciate your call today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
I always enjoy hearing from Jeff, and he does call in occasionally with some different viewpoints. But oddly enough, I think, you know, that's a great illustration why we have these open conversations. Because when we can come together in the middle and say, all right, well, wait a minute, we can at least agree on this part, not that part, this part, not that part. And you heard at the end there, Jeff talking about a little something that I think – he kind of agrees with me a little bit on, yeah, Jeff, you're scared to death. I know. But I think that's the point, is we're here to have the conversation. We're here to talk with one another and come up with some different ideas and different ways of looking at this. You know, I think that's one thing when you talk about the kind of money that we're spending on roads, there are ways to be able to look at, you know, they talk about, what is it, $50 million in cash subsidies for movie makers. And there's a lot of other things that we could look at and say, well, wait a minute, here's something else where we're spending extra money as a state that we could, well, I don't know, spend on something else. You know, and you know, we've talked about, and obviously we've gotten through the Detroit deals and all of that stuff. That's in the rear view and that kind of thing. But there are some things there that we need to start looking at and saying, well, wait a minute. There were some things we could have done better there. And there's been some thought about toll roads in the state. I don't believe toll roads work, but it's something at the very least we could have a discussion about rather than the idea of going, you know what, we got a choice of raising taxes or raising taxes. And I found it interesting because, you know, there's been rumors of a deal that was made. The whole idea of a deal that, you know what, we'll get a promise to be able to, you know, get that minimum wage up in exchange for doing something for roads. Kind of an idea of basically saying, you know what, get the minimum wage up, do something about roads. Basically, there won't be much of in the way of issues in the governor's race. Now, if they don't get this done, yeah, there's going to be a major issue in the governor's race. It's called roads, and it's the kind of thing that could end up hurting Governor Snyder, even though he's said over and over again, we need to get funding for roads. So I think there's been some rumors of a deal that was put in place between Democrats and Republicans in Lansing. I think the problem is, on the short end of the stick, is you and I. Because we're in a situation where we're going to end up having to pay the piper a little bit more just so that they can make their little agreement and make everyone feel better. Instead of saying, all right, you know what? Let's look at ways that we can cut costs and economize a little bit. Let's look at ways that we can, you know, we'll look at roads and say, all right, yeah, we do need to spend a little bit more on them, but let's get some guarantees from some of these companies that work on them that, guess what? They're not going to fall apart in 2 or 3 years after you build the thing.
And if they do, then they have to come back and just build it again for free.
There you go. That's what we need, that kind of thing. It's common sense. And we need to talk about that sort of thing. And I think the other part of it is looking at, all right, yeah, it might end up costing a little bit more money now, but look at ways to build the roads better. Not just so that they can last the next 5 years, but so that they can last the next 20 years or 30 years or... 50 years. There's a nutty idea.
Yeah, wouldn't that be something?
Can you imagine? One of the other things that I think would be interesting to look at, and I don't know if you've seen the video on this, it came out several weeks ago. There was a video that these people had come up with an invention. They built tough, durable solar panels that you could put as part of roads. And it was a way to be able to have a durable road and a way to collect energy. And, you know, they documented it. You got to check this video out at some point. Go on YouTube and search for this thing. It's just like solar panel roads. You'll probably find it. But this particular video, it's an interesting idea because roads are the place where there's an awful lot of sun beating down anyway. So if you could collect that kind of energy, then you're talking about some other good things that we could do. And maybe that would help. I think I could agree on something like that. That's something where you could go, all right, you know what? If we could make this work, and if maintenance would be lower on that kind of road than it would be on a regular road, there's something we might want to look into. And that's the sort of thing that I think we need to look into. And it's not just fixing it for today, but I'm talking about innovation. And that kind of innovation, if you see this video, it will just knock your socks off. It really will. And people say, wow, you know, clean energy, you're talking about this, you're conserving. You know what? I want to at least be real and say, you know what? It's something worth looking at. It's an innovative idea. And I think innovation helps get us out of problems like this as well. Let's innovate our way out of problems like this. Now, someone's talking about, you know what? We need to legalize marijuana. And then... tax it and fix roads with that. I don't know that that's necessarily a good idea. We're seeing legalization in Colorado and that kind of thing, and they're actually saying that you know, dealers and that kind of thing, the people that do it illegally, are undercutting the regular costs so that they can get in on, you know, basically people will go, Go for what's cheaper. Cheaper is the illegal one.
So they thought they solved the solution out there, but apparently, no,
yeah,
they haven't.
That doesn't necessarily do it. So, but you know what? Let's innovate our way out of things. That might be an idea.
Yeah.
We'll keep talking about things. You know what? Tomorrow, 3 o'clock, set a date. We'll get together and do it again tomorrow. Till then, have a great evening.
This is Kalamazoo's news station and Kalamazoo's home for Detroit Tiger baseball. 590 WKZO, Kalamazoo.